On the Record on News Talk.
Brought to you by PwC. Great minds think unalike. Different skill sets, diverse opinions, it all adds up to the new equation.
Let's bring in Senator Lisa Chambers of Fianna Fáil. Lisa, you were one of the people who was on the plinth on Friday lunchtime arguing against the idea of a 5 o'clock closing time for hospitality. You got 8 o'clock. Do you think it's any better?
Hi, Gavin. Yeah, I mean, I think that the 5 o'clock, the proposed recommendation for 5 o'clock was leaked the night before, as we will all be aware. And I think it's fair to say that the reaction to that, both in the hospitality industry and just in the general public, that it seemed bordering on the ridiculous. I know many of the businesses where I live in Mayo, a lot of them in hospitality, they only do an evening trade. So effectively, they wouldn't have opened at all. Now, 8 o'clock is an improvement in that it doesn't really help the pubs, because obviously later in the evening is when they do their trade. But it does at least allow the restaurants to do most of their trade. So it is an improvement. But, you know, it is still a significant restriction on, as your listener said there, Niall, it's a significant restriction on younger people. But it's a significant restriction on hospitality. And, you know, there's no doubt about it. We probably are going to see job losses in that industry, as articulated by the Restaurant Association. And the vintners as well. So look, it is what it is. You know, we're in a precarious situation. The numbers are quite high. I listened to Phil Mihay there very intently. And, you know, my own mother works in the ICU and in Mayo University Hospital. So I know how worried the health service are about what's coming down the tracks.
Mayo University Hospital has 18 people on trolleys in the emergency department this morning, 8 of whom have been there for over 24 hours. So I'd imagine that she's pretty familiar with some fairly urgent situations there.
Completely. And I mean, I would get updates on the hospital regularly in Castlebar and indeed across the country. And I know there's particular difficulties. I know Phil mentioned University Hospital Limerick. That's got a particularly difficult situation there. It's been ongoing for quite some years. Mm. Now, we've had patients on trolleys well before the pandemic, so this isn't anything new. But it does make it a more dangerous environment for patients and for staff because of COVID.
Yeah.
So patients on trolleys isn't a new thing, unfortunately.
There'll be some, though, Lisa, who'll say that you can't really have it both ways, and that although everyone, you know, I have family who are in the hospitality industry as well, and my heart goes out to them because I don't really know what they're supposed to do. But fundamentally, people sitting around indoors, even if they're double jabbed, with Omicron now on the horizon, the two jabs basically not really being enough to protect you from infection and being infectious, that there isn't really much of a safe way at all for hospitality to operate at all. And you can't have concern for hospital overcrowding and the burden that Phil Mihay and her members are going to face, and to be concerned about hospitality as well, because one is just going to have to trump the other.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, people are going to socialise anyways, Gavin, I believe. They're already doing it. And your texter there spoke about his four children in their 20s that are already socialising. So people are mixing. You know, I do think, not that I haven't been out a huge amount, but I've tried to get out and support local businesses, and I've been out to the local coffee shop and different places. You know, it is very regulated. Your COVID cert is checked. You're in small groups, sitting at a table. It feels like quite a safe environment, but I appreciate we have an airborne virus. But that circulates in homes, it circulates in workplaces, it circulates on public transport. So I think what the government have been trying to do is to try and restrict people's movement, and that's just reduce the level of social interaction. They can't stop people, you know, mingling in their homes. Mm. So the only card they have to play is hospitality, because they can actually control opening hours. So that's one of the only avenues they can actually reduce the number of people moving around. I still believe that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the vaccine has to mean something. And I think it has worked incredibly well. We are in a different space this Christmas than we were last Christmas. You know, we had no vaccine last Christmas. People were petrified. We weren't open anywhere near to the extent we are right now. So we have a lot more freedoms now. And it's just, you know, trying to strike that right balance. I mean, I listened to Phil when she said that it's difficult to get help in the community. And I think what she was referring to in terms of health services is that it's difficult to get access to a GP now. The out-of-hour services are very restricted. So everybody's been funneled into the emergency departments because the COVID situation has made it more difficult to access community services. Yeah. So that needs to be addressed.
When there was as much resistance and frustration within the Fianna Fáil ranks, and of course this is demonstrated by yourself and six of your colleagues being on the plinth on Friday lunchtime, if you were so concerned and exercised about the idea of hospitality having to close at prospectively 5 o'clock, you must be petrified then reading some of today's papers with the prospect that there might have to be even more restrictions between Christmas and New Year if it turns out that what the government has done on Friday isn't enough.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, what was put to me on the plinth and what was been suggested, and I know that the industry felt this was happening as well, was that the 5 p.m. recommendation was leaked to kind of, you know, in the expectation that there would be a significant backlash and people would kind of recoil at the severity of it.
It even speculated today in the Sunday Independent that you and your colleagues might have been put out on manoeuvres so as to make 5 o'clock unpalatable.
No, that I can absolutely tell you that did not happen. What happened was we reacted and we were all commenting on what we thought was a very severe restriction and a step too far. And we made our views known, but there was nothing orchestrated about that. I can absolutely tell you that. But what was put to me, what was suggested, and I know the industry has said this, was that 5 p.m. was leaked to kind of gauge the public mood, almost kite flying, knowing that there would be a significant backlash, but to almost soften the ground for an 8 or 9 p.m. closing. And I was asked this question. I don't have any evidence to say that, but if that's the way it's been done in terms of leaking and negotiating publicly as to what restrictions should be, that's not a good way to do things. Very few people have access to that information in terms of what the proposed recommendations are going to be. So somebody put that out there into the public. And the concern across, and you said yourself you've got friends in hospitality, a lot of people were looking at Twitter the night before wondering, am I going to have a job next week? What's coming? That's just not the way to do things. And the government didn't leak that because they didn't have that.
Well, someone has leaked the warning from NPHET that there could be more restrictions on the way. How do you feel about that?
How does anybody feel about it? Just exasperated at this stage. I know they had a job to do. And the point I had made when I was on the plinth was that we know we have to have some restrictions in place and we accept that we're in a very difficult position and we have to protect our health service. And NPHET will focus solely on public health advice and that's their job and I expect them to do their job. The government then has to take into account the social and economic challenges that come out of those restrictions. Job losses, people's mental health, not being able to, people's well-being and not being able to socialise. And I just think of, particularly in rural communities where I live, you know, the local pub isn't just about going for a drink. It's, for a lot of people, it's where they go to meet people, to socialise, people that could be living alone. So there is other things government have to take into account. I think they did that and that's why they didn't fully accept the recommendation and they went to 8 o'clock instead. Look, they have a very difficult job to do to try and make these decisions and I just want to wish my colleagues well because it's a difficult period for everybody.
Yeah, I don't think anybody envies them in those deliberations they have to make. Lisa Chambers of Fianna Fáil, thank you both very much. Thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime.
On the Record on News Talk.
Brought to you by PwC. Great minds think unalike. Different skill sets, diverse opinions, it all adds up to the new equation.